water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg as we look and see what is going on in our country today. And, of course, this last week, why the Treasury Department, the Fed, actually it was the Fed, announced that they were going to begin to monetize the money. In other words, they were going to begin creating money out of nothing to buy Treasury bills, to finance the deficits. They're talking about $1.2 trillion to buy up toxic mortgages, and another $3 billion for this and another $2 billion for that. Really, they're talking about, well, it sounds like about almost $2 trillion, $1.75 trillion. And then, of course, they've already given away a couple of trillion dollars. We don't know where that money has gone. They have actually either loaned or promised or pledged $11.3 trillion, of which about $3 trillion has already been spent, and they're in the process of spending a great deal more. And the old saying was many years ago, a million here, a million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. But, of course, what we're really doing is we're talking about $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there, and pretty soon you're talking about worthless money. In Zimbabwe, where we, of course, installed the Marxist dictator there, he was an Oxford graduate, certainly one of the elite, and we installed him there to destroy the economy. When the inflation rate got to 186 sextillion, that's not quadrillion, that's not septillion, that's sextillion dollars a year, the inflation rate at that rate, why, they've cured the problem. They just stopped using their money. They're using now American dollars or South African rand. They don't have any, very many, but suddenly the stores are beginning to open again. Some of the factories are opening. Because they have a stable currency. And what you must understand is that the people who run America are very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. There's a little clique of them. They're called the Trilateral Commission, but they work with the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and they are intent upon destroying the monetary base of this country, impoverishing our people, and we'll have no alternative. But to go into this new world order they plan for. So with that as the background, and if William Grigg disagrees with me, he's welcome to disagree. Go right ahead, William. It's so good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and I would never be so presumptuous or so unwise as to disagree with you when you're telling the truth. What you're talking about right now, of course, is the liquidation of the middle class through the planned destruction of what remains of the value of our currency. The dollar, of course, is a fiat currency. It has been a pure fiat currency since August of 1971. And just this last week, we heard the Chinese premier making warnings, very ominous sounds, about the health of the debt instruments that they have bought from Washington. They are one of the primary financiers of Washington's debt, buying up the T-bills and sustaining the operations of our government and our commercial system. They're understandably concerned in Beijing about whether or not they're going to be left with a pile of completely depreciated assets now that the Fed is monetizing the debt of the United States by conjuring what it's pleased to call money out of the ether and then using this to buy up Treasury notes. This is the sort of behavior that a banana republic engages in. This is the sort of thing that drove Brazil and Argentina and a number of other countries south of our borders into outright social chaos and ruin. And it's the sort of thing that drove the Weimar Republic into oblivion and some of the Third Reich into existence. And the fact that we owe this debt to foreign creditors, including the government of the so-called People's Republic of China, is a source of, or should be a source of, tremendous concern to people. The same premier of China has talked about the need for a new global currency, and of course that segs seamlessly into the concept that we've been talking about of having a global central bank and a global fiat currency. Ironically enough, there is a perfectly acceptable global currency that is accepted everywhere at all times and in all circumstances, and that is gold. Gold is a wonderful instrument for legitimate commercial transactions and legitimate savings and investment, or instruments that are convertible into gold on demand. And that's the sort of a global currency that these people that we're talking about, these architects of this catastrophe and the opportunists who want to capitalize on the catastrophe, do not want that universal currency to be re-embraced by the world. They want a fiat currency that they control and a central bank that issues that fiat currency globally that is under their control so they can have complete control of the economy. Gold, as an objective standard of value, would undermine those plans. That would put the power in the hands of earners and savers rather than power in the hands of political maestros who would manipulate economies and regiment societies that way. And so it would be ironic if you would see somewhere in this planet of 6 billion plus people, if some nation somewhere suddenly went on the gold standard again. I really believe that what would happen immediately, of course, is that we would find that country targeted for severe reprisals, perhaps even of a military nature. Over in Montana, the state legislature is examining a proposal to start doing business at the state level, or to permit business to be done at the state level using the only constitutionally suitable currency, which is gold and silver. The Constitution specifies that only gold and silver coin particularly, can be used as legal tender. But we have these legal tender laws, or these legal tender requirements that the government is pleased to call laws, that require us to do business using the fiat currency, the paper dollar, which is backed by nothing but debt and fraud and coercion, and use coinage that is devoid of precious metal content. Well, in Montana, the legislature might break with this tradition, might thumb its nose at these spurious enactments, and enact a legitimate law reiterating the sovereign power of the state of Montana, and hopefully other states would follow in their tread, to use gold and silver as the currency for doing business publicly and privately. And that's the sort of a revolution that we need, quite frankly, a peaceful revolution to re-embrace the logic of hard money. This constitutional republic that we were given by our founding fathers was rooted on the principles of hard money and hard law. Hard law as defined in a written constitution to restrain what the government can do and to constrain the government to do nothing other than to protect the rights and the property of the government. And hard money, of course, was gold and silver. Only God can make real money. That real money has to be produced through an exertion of labor, and it has to be husbanded very carefully. It was understood that he had these two pillars, and of course the third pillar was a moral and alert population. These two pillars have been completely undermined. All three of them actually have been completely undermined. But doing away with the gold and silver, the constitutional money standard, has let the government exercise the prerogative which tyrants throughout history have enjoyed of completely abandoning fiscal restraints and using whatever means they have at their disposal to adulterate the common currency so as to fuel their imperial ambitions. I mean, ancient Rome did this. You can see where coins have been clipped and shaved throughout history by duplicitous rulers seeking to undermine the value of the common coin of the realm to serve their own purposes. And, of course, now we have the Federal Reserve, which is engaged in outright counterfeiting and fraud, and they don't even bother to print this money anymore. They simply emit these electronic pulses, which are recorded in computer databases as transfers of funds that never take physical form. And that's what they did last week when they started to buy up these treasury bills, beginning this process of monetizing our debt, monetizing our expenses, that really is sort of the death knell for every economy that's ever done this.
Well, of course, it's very interesting. There's an article I just found this last week in the Wall Street Journal, sort of hidden down at the bottom of one of the pages.
Of course.
Where they said that, basically, of course, they realize this is potentially inflationary, so they hope they're going to be able to get all these dollars out of circulation to mop up these dollars before things get out of hand. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about the future of our nation, the future of our republic, and they hope that they're going to be able, they're not saying we're going to be able to, well, we hope we're going to be able to keep this whole thing, from falling apart and going into massive runaway inflation. But the question is, to the people who are really running our government, and that is the people from the Trilateral Commission, and they always control our administrations, do they really want to save America, or do they have another allegiance, another source, that a thing that they'd like to accomplish by destroying this country? We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 24, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.13, $475.07 for the half ounce, and $237.53 for the quarter ounce. That's $950.13, $475.07, and $237.53.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We're talking with William Grigg. We're talking about the financial situation where suddenly our leaders are just beginning to create money out of nothing. That is a disaster for That is a design for disaster. And yet they say, well, we hope we're going to be able to get all that money pulled back in as soon as the economy begins to recover. But what happens if they can't? Pick up the story there, William.
I don't see how they possibly could. There have been instances of very modest deflation in history. I believe in the 1920s there was a brief period where the Fed started to deflate to withdraw money from circulation. But this, of course, is contrary to the tropism of the fiat currency system. It always grows toward its own extinction because it's so easy, so seductive, so irresistible simply to use fiat currency in order to fund the operations of a government, because you can expend in excess of the budget discipline that's imposed by the productive or taxable capacity of a given economy. It's one of those paradoxes of our situation. I believe I'm trying to remember the name of the Federal Reserve governor who back in the 1940s actually gave a speech in which he said that the income tax system that we're burdened with in this country is not primarily intended to generate revenue, but rather it's an instrument of social engineering, because the government has the capacity through inflation to fund its operations. And so what happens is that you use the tax code in order to engender certain types of behavior on the part of the public and to discourage other kinds of behavior. And that's the reason why we have the tax system. It's about manipulating people, whereas the Federal Reserve and the inflation battle dollar are the primary mechanism for maintaining the funding of government operations. And so you don't really see any of the logic in maintaining that the powers that be are going to be withdrawing this money out of circulation, and saying that they hope that they'll be able to do so is as whimsically dishonest as saying that they hope at some point they'll be able to make water run uphill. It's just not going to happen. It's something they're putting out to palliate the sensibilities of those who are paying attention and who are sufficiently gullible to believe any of the syllables that are emitted by the people ruling us. I mean, you're dealing with people who couple megalomania, that is to say the desire to exercise total power, with a certain sense of being above and beyond the constraints of reality as we're forced to live inside of it, that by saying something, these people believe they accomplish the thing that they're saying. And I think that at some point people, at least people at the operational level of politics, not the people behind the scenes, not the shadow government or the hidden architects of the power system that we're living with right now, but people at the operational level of politics, I believe, at some point start to believe their own press. I mean, in the case of Barack Obama, you've got somebody who I think visibly believes his own press. He honestly believes that he's a transcendent figure who couples elements of the Lincoln myth with a certain messianic property of his own. And that's one of the reasons why he's having a really difficult time now understanding that people are no longer enchanted with the facile, sort of puerile eloquence of his scripted and teleprompter-delivered oratory, that they really don't believe that he's entirely in control of the agenda of his own administration. People are starting to understand that the people pulling the strings are actually his supposed subordinates, people like Larry Summers and Tim Geithner in particular, or people behind the scenes like Paul Volcker. But the thing that I find really interesting about what Mr. Geithner, to return to him briefly, he's somebody who's much closer to the architects of power, I think, than Mr. Obama. This morning, of course, he was pleading poverty of power. This guy is the head of a Treasury Department that last fall was given dictatorial control over the economy of the United States, thanks to this notorious TARP Act, which was another of these phony facade-type pieces of legislation that appropriated a mere pittance of $700 billion. I mean, it's amazing that you call that a mere pittance, but when the Federal Reserve is in the business of shoveling out trillions of dollars at a tranche, $700 billion just is not that impressive of a figure. But $700 billion wouldn't be the smallest Band-Aid to cover this gushing, sucking chest wound in the financial system that it was supposed to cover up and help heal. But the real purpose of passing that legislation, I'm convinced, was to give the Secretary of the Treasury dictatorial discretionary power over the economy of the United States, in the sense that he could, in collaboration with the Federal Reserve Chairman, appropriate money, proprio motu, on his own initiative, and give it to whomever he considered to be a worthy recipient. And so Mr. Geithner inherited those dictatorial powers, but yet in the New York Times this morning we read that when Mr. Geithner went before the congressional panel this morning, he is expected to call for the Treasury Department to be granted greater powers to seize troubled financial institutions that aren't banks. Of course, they're referring in allusive sense to AIG, which was an investment house and primarily an insurance company. The United States government does not have the legal means today to manage the orderly restructuring of a large, complex non-bank financial institution that poses a threat to the stability of our financial system, Mr. Geithner said in the text of his opening statement, which was made available Tuesday morning. This expanded authority would have given the government more options and potentially more control when it stepped in to save American International Group from collapse last fall, Robert Gibbs, a spokesman for the White House, said Tuesday morning before the hearing. If the Treasury had resolution authority on AIG, you wouldn't have to put it into bankruptcy to change executive compensation. You could do that automatically. This is amazing. I mean, the brazenness and dishonesty here, talking once again about these huge executive bonuses that were paid with money that was given to AIG from the bailout funds that were lavished upon it last fall. $165 billion or so has been given to AIG. They've been doling out huge financial perks, financial bonuses, primarily to the people who devised these pornographically complex mathematical formulae that were used to generate the derivatives that were peddled by AIG and that proved the structured debt instruments that were made up of bad mortgage loans that were sliced and diced and put together and then marketed as securities. These people are being paid off now. The corrupt executives who presided over this orgy of corruption are being paid off now, and they're being paid off with taxpayer funds, according to a formula that was devised in large measure by Mr. Geithner. And he's saying that he didn't have the power to prevent this. Well, that's nonsense. He was deeply involved in this whole scandal.
I think it should be noted that Christopher Dodd, has come out publicly. First of all, he was asked why he put something in the legislation, so that the government would not have the ability to stop this from going on. They actually passed legislation with a specific proviso that the government would not try to stop these. And then, of course, it came out after Christopher Dodd denied it. Put it in. He said, yes, I did put it in, but I did this because the Obama administration told me to do it. I was just doing what I was told. I wasn't involved. I was just doing what I was told. So sure. First of all, he lied. Then he admits that he didn't have the courage to stand up and do what was right. And so the Obama administration specifically put this in there because they wanted to pay off their buddies. And where is the outcry? Why, it's deafening and it's silent.
Well, and of course, Mr. Geithner, once again, was at a hands-on role in devising all of this, and now he's pleading innocence and inability to do anything about these horrible bonuses, and pleading and saying that if he had just been given another increment, a redundant increment of despotic power, he'd been able to prevent this. Well, he didn't have to prevent this. I mean, all that was necessary, of course, was for him not to be involved in creating the situation.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Genesis.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is William Grigg. But before we go on, William, would you like to tell our listeners how to get to your blog and what they will find if they get there?
I certainly would, and thank you. My blog is called Pro Libertate. I try to update it between 3 and 5 times a week, depending upon my schedule. As a matter of fact, just seconds before going on this program, I updated it with a new essay talking about a subject that you and I have discussed, which is the size and scope of the prison industrial complex in this country. It's an abiding scandal to me, I think, that a country that vaunts itself as the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the home of the brave, incarcerates more people than any other country on earth. In absolute terms, we have something like 5% of the world's population here, but we have over a quarter of all the inmates of the prison systems of the world combined. And this in large measure reflects the fact that we have a government that is legislating issues over which it has no constitutional authority and enforcing its edicts as if they were laws, filling our jails, our prisons, our probation and parole systems with people who have never committed offenses against persons or property but have run afoul of bureaucratic edicts or found themselves crosswise with a judge with hugely abusive discretionary power in family court or otherwise run afoul of these positivist enactments that really shouldn't be cluttering our system. We should have a system based on liberty protected by law rather than what is commonly called law and order. If order is your highest priority, liberty will suffer. And we end up with neither. We end up with neither the spontaneous order of active liberty nor liberty itself. We end up with the worst of both worlds. We end up with liberty and tyranny and disorder, or as the late Samuel Francis described it, anarcho-tyranny. And, that's the sort of thing I examine in Pro Libertate. I'm always talking about issues from the perspective of somebody who is obsessed with individual freedom and dignity, and I approach these issues from a Christian point of view. I understand that the highest law is God's law, that, as Blackstone put it, terrestrial law that doesn't harmonize with the eternal law of God is not a law in any sense that man should respect. The Pro Libertate is updated between 3 and 5 times a week with essays that are generally between 1,200 words and 2,000 words in length. And in order to get there, the easiest route is to go to a website called willgrigg.com, which is just a gateway to what I'm doing on the web. Look to the right-hand side of the webpage, willgrigg.com, and there's a list of external links. At the very top, you'll find a hyperlink, which will take you to Pro Libertate. And if you go to Pro Libertate and make it through one of my essays at the bottom, there's a thumbnail of the cover from my most recent book, Liberty and Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. And next to it, there's a hyperlink you can hit, which will take you to Amazon to order the book. It can also be ordered through Radio Liberty, and I'm certainly very grateful to you, Dr. Stan, for the fact that you're carrying the book. I'm working on a couple of other book projects right now. I've got a finished manuscript that just requires editing for a book that I'll be talking about perhaps in future interviews. And I'm working on another project that's very exciting, that's a book I'm collaborating with another author to write this book, which deals with the communitarian menace, which is something that most people don't think about. Those who have heard of communitarianism assume that it's something completely innocuous, just the habit of people organizing on a volunteer basis to help improve your community, which is a very desirable thing. Well, that's not what communitarianism is. Mr. Obama was a communitarian organizer. He called himself a community organizer, but what he was a communitarian organizer, communitarianism being the most recent disguise for, quite frankly, Marxism. And we're living in a communitarian age. We have been living in that age for a number of decades now, and it's something that really has infected the warp and weave of our culture and our nation in ways that are very detrimental to liberty, particularly to property rights. And so I'm working on a book project trying to reverse the trend toward communitarianism. And as soon as that book project is finished, I'll have more information about that at willgrigg.com and at Pro Libertate.
And I hope you will do an interview with us on communitarianism. We've actually got a couple of tapes on it. I'd love to get that into a 4-tape set and of course, to give you an opportunity to market that to help out. I think it's something that would be attractive. We produce them ourselves. But I think it's a fascinating subject. More people need to understand what communitarianism is. So as soon as you feel comfortable talking about it, please let me know, and we'll schedule on a program where we can actually get the tapes for ourselves. But pick the story up from there, Will.
Yeah, we were talking just before the break about this penetrable fraud that is the claim by Mr. Geithner, Mr. Obama, and the rest of them, that there was an inadequacy of power in the Treasury Department to deal with the mess at AIG. And symbolic of this whole mess, of course, are these extravagant executive bonuses that were paid out with funding that was provided to AIG from the taxpayer by way of the Treasury Department. And the fact that those bonuses and the loopholes, the legal loopholes that permitted those bonuses to be paid, the supposedly sacrosanct contracts that were enforced so as to provide these bonuses, all this was done with the active collaboration of the same Timothy Geithner who is now complaining that he didn't have enough power to prevent this. This is an amazing example of a principle that I think cannot be emphasized too much, and that is that government is the only human entity, the only human enterprise that profits from its own apparent failures. And the people who are running governments almost always try to arrange failures in such a way that they will end up aggrandizing the power of those who have failed. The perfect example of this, of course, was the way that the Soviet Union operated its personnel management system. You would always fail upwards through the Soviet bureaucracy until the biggest failure was the person who was at the head of the presidium. You've got the same type of a situation here where Timothy Geithner and Christopher Dodd and the Obama administration in general failed so spectacularly now that they're saying that they have to have an even greater increment of dictatorial power to enhance the already despotic powers of Timothy Geithner at the Department of Treasury. And this is being done in order to bring about the passage and the enactment of what they're calling now the Public-Private Investment Program. And the Public-Private Investment Program would be, at long last, we're told, that instrument through which the government is going to help private investors buy up all the toxic assets from the housing and mortgage industry and the housing and mortgage economy, which, of course, is the most perfect nonsense. There's not enough revenue in the world to clean up the toxic mess in the mortgage market if you take the derivatives into account. And, of course, you're going to have to as you start pulling on these financial entities that are not banks that were involved in generating this mess. You're going to get involved in the derivatives market. The derivatives market is, I think, what, is it $1.28 or $1.68 quadrillion dollars at least, which is, you know, larger than the gross domestic product of the entire world combined. There's just no way they could possibly do this. All this would be, of course, would be yet another avenue they could use to shovel taxpayer-generated revenue or they get the first best use of the inflated dollars being created by the Fed on behalf of the politically connected cronies that help propel this gang into power. And the other thing about what's going on right now that illustrates this principle of government enhancing its powers through failure is the so-called clawback legislation that was passed last week, which is a violation, a flat-up, unabashed, brazen violation of the constitutional prohibitions against bills of attainder and ex post facto laws. What they did was they passed a measure which permits the government to enact outright confiscation through taxation of executive bonuses. And they used the outrage over the AIG bonuses in order to get this passed. 328 members of Congress who apparently have never read the Constitution or, if they have read it, have nothing but puerile contempt for it, and certainly puerile contempt for the oath that they swore in the name of God to uphold and protect it. These people enacted this measure which permits the government, after the fact, to target specific groups for confiscation through taxation. That's a bill of attainder. That's the sort of thing that drove the colonial patriots to fight a desperate war against the British crown. They were not going to be subject to such abuses. But this was passed basically last week in an orchestrated frenzy of pseudo-populist outrage that I'm convinced was something that the Obama administration, more importantly, the people behind the Obama administration who were manipulating them and pulling the strings, wanted to precipitate. They wanted to have this precedent on the books. They wanted to have this power in the arsenal of the government so that they can target people and literally ruin them through flatly unconstitutional legislation.
All right, we're going to have to be back here in just a moment. But remember, if they can do it to those corrupt executives, they can do it to you. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, William Grigg. And, William, we've got about 6 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Just before the break, I was talking about the way that the Obama administration and its allies in Congress capitalized on the furor over those AIG bonuses to enact staggeringly unconstitutional legislation called the clawback measure, popularly, that would be essentially total confiscation of those bonuses through a retroactive law that would also be a bill of attainder, which is to say a specifically targeted law, not one of general application, that would also be passed after the fact. They would be criminalizing behavior that was not criminal at the time that it was carried out. These things are facially unconstitutional. I don't know how they would withstand constitutional challenge, although, according to the commentary that was offered in the wake of this enactment, there is a reluctance on the part of the Supreme Court or any federal court to interfere with the functioning of the tax code. They know who butters their bread and which side it's buttered on, in other words. But this is a perfect example of the staggering summit lawlessness of the regime that's governing this right now. It's gotten so bad that even George F. Will, who's a very articulate but thoroughly statist commentator in the Washington Post today, refers to an orgy of, quote, recent lawlessness, situational constitutionalism, and institutional derangement. I think that's a pretty good description of what's going on. He was finally driven to recognize that we're living under a criminal regime after the passage of this clawback measure. And, of course, he makes mention of the fact that we've got hyperbolic inflation going on right now, which is the surest way to destroy a country's economy and the middle class. So we have to recognize right now that the government's declared war on everything that we have, beginning, of course, with whatever we've saved and earned. And so it's an important thing, I believe, right now to provide for the physical security of our families. That means that we have to have food storage and water. We have to have the means of self-defense because, of course, the government is not going to be involved in defending us from its lawlessness and not really interested in defending us from the lawlessness of people in the private sector either. And it also means that we're going to have to do something about preserving the value of what we've earned, which means going out and obtaining, where possible, gold and silver. I don't have a whole lot of income, but I have bought gold and silver. Last week, ironically enough, my parents bought some silver from me. At a time back in the 1970s and 80s when we were almost destitute, a large quantity of silver that my father had obtained in a real estate deal provided us with pretty much our entire livelihood for a year and a half during the depth of the Carter stagflation. So this is something that we can do right now. Silver, in historic terms right now, is still stupidly cheap. I think it's still below $14 an ounce right now. And, of course, pre-1964 U.S. coinage with 90% silver content is a very good investment for any purpose, including circulation if we end up with an outright economic collapse or a freeze-up in the banking system. Act right now. Take those measures that, within your own judgment, would be most suitable to protect what you have and to protect the physical security of your family. And, of course, spend a lot of time on your knees. This is the perfect time, once again, to recognize that we're only going to get through this and prevail if we are squarely on God's side.
Well said. Go right ahead. You got 2 minutes to wrap up the program, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay. You know, the thing that I find really amusing about what's going on right now is that there are so many people who have no education in politics or economics who can explain very quickly and very tidily why it is that our economy is reeling and we're gazing at the abyss. I've literally run into grade school students, including my own children, who understand that you cannot inflate a money supply without it destroying the value of the money that people earn and save. There are many instances in conversations I've had at gas pumps or at checkout lines or elsewhere where people have made it very clear that they understand what's going wrong with the economy. And so there still is sort of a moral center of gravity. There still is an instinctive understanding of what reality is that most people possess. That's something we can capitalize on right now. And those of us who understand what's happening would be amazed how many people instinctively understand as well. And so that's a source of optimism, I think, a reason for optimism amid all the gloom and all the tumult. There's still a very heavy residue of common sense among the American public right now. That's something we need to build on, something we need to enlarge. And I think that if we make an effort to reach out to people right now and humbly to express the truth to them, we'd be surprised and very gratified to see how it resonates with people. And now's the time to do it.
I don't think there's ever been a better time. I think that it's only when people really get hurt themselves they're going to be looking for answers. How did it come about? Because, of course, you know, most people don't like to think that there are a group of people back working somewhere in the background that are really behind things, and yet this did not just happen by accident. When you've lost your job and facing losing your home or losing your family, you're going to begin asking, is somebody responsible? And I think we have to be there to say, yes, absolutely, but behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that energize them. Well, we're out of time. Our guest has been William Grigg. Go to his website. Of course, William will be our guest this coming Friday evening at 9 o'clock, as he usually is. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoy our regular conversations with William. I think he's one of the most articulate spokesmen we have, and I always sit here just enjoying thoroughly what he has to say, and I don't have to say anything because he carries the whole program, which, of course, means I don't have to do a lot of preparation. Under any circumstances, we do hope if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get a copy, or you buy them in bulk and pass them out, because it's a primer on the spiritual forces which energize the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Masons and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists and the Knights of Malta and dozens of other organizations that are out there working to destroy America and everything we hold true. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy Christianity. And that's why they took God out of our prayers, out of our schools, and that's why they took prayer out of our schools. And who are they? Well, they were the Masonic judges who were put there by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a 32nd degree Mason. And the Masons control the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 over a period of almost 30 years. And you can check this out. Fortunately, we have the internet. You go up and you simply go onto a search engine and you type in Masons Supreme Court, and you can, they will actually have the record there of, you know, who was a Mason and when they were in the Supreme Court. You'll find they totally controlled our court for 30 years. Why wasn't anybody telling you that? Because we have freedom of the press, ladies and gentlemen. The people who own the press have the freedom to express the truth. Now, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a great deal on Masonry and books on Masonry and pamphlets on Masonry. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, that you'll want to get the DVD on the Eye of the Phoenix, which goes into the hidden emblem on the back of the dollar bill. And, of course, the occult significance of that. And then the other two DVDs in that series, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. We hope you'll want to get the four-tape set we have on the execution of Martin Luther King, the four-tape set on, these are four CD sets on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We actually have a great book on Who Killed Bobby, and of course it's not what you think. We have a book entitled, pardon me, we have a DVD entitled Who Killed Bobby and the book Who Killed Bobby. And we actually have a Bobby Kennedy special, which has the four-tape set, the DVD, the book, and other information. We think it's important that you have it and you get it to others because they've lied to the American people about what really happened that evening in Los Angeles. And then, of course, remember, of course, we have a great four-tape set on the sinking of the USS Liberty with interviews with the members of the crew who were threatened they would be killed if they ever revealed what happened. We have a four-tape set, a DVD, a video, and then, of course, we have a syllabus. You get put it all together. It's called the Liberty Special. The Liberty Special, and call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have so much information that you need to get and help us get out. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You could pull down our newsletters. You can copy them. They're free. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly watch the section on other DVDs or other videos. Or you can listen to our programs on the Internet 9 hours a day on the satellite feed and get this information. Encourage other people to listen and to join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. We hope, of course, you will look at some of the other items we have. We've put together some great new four-tape sets, and I could simply mention the four-tape sets on the family, the one on Countdown to Armageddon, and then, of course, that is Pastor Billy Crone, Countdown to Armageddon. That's the first five of his talks. We'll have the rest of them later. And then, of course, we have our videos on global warming. Excellent. Please Don't Go to Hell by Pastor Billy Crone. And RFK Must Die.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service.